done several several svarim of the Chafetz Chaim, hakdamos of interesting svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. We've never done Likutei Halachos yet. Likutei Halachos is the Chafetz Chaim Sefer on Seder Kodshim. And it's very rare to find in the Shar Daf of a Sefer, you know, the Shar Daf of a Sefer, the page that looks like that, where it just describes what the Sefer basically is and the date that it came out. Very rare to find in the Shar Daf of a Sefer the following line, which you find in the Shar Daf of Likutei Halachos. Va'avakesh l'chol korei, shekodem she'ya'ayin b'guf ha-sefer, yikra mikodem ha'akdama. Before anyone reads the Sefer, please make sure you read the Hakdama. Normally, it's just assumed you're going to read the Hakdama, you won't read the Hakdama, whatever, you learn the Sefer. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Shar Daf, make sure you read the Hakdama. Sham yira godon l'chitzas ha'chibur zev rav to'alto. That's the only way you're going to appreciate how important a Sefer this is and what great value it has. Otherwise, you're not going to understand why this Sefer is such a valuable Sefer. Now, before even the Hakdama, when this Sefer was reprinted by Rav Mendel Zaks, the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, he explains, you know, how the Chafetz Chaim became obsessed at a certain point with learning Kachim and why he became obsessed with learning Kachim. Chafetz Chaim, we know, wrote many, many svarim on many topics. You know, I mentioned Rabbi Levin this morning. Chafetz Chaim was so into learning Kachim. He says, yeah, and Or Chaim, and Lashon Hara, and, you know, he's into learning a lot of things, and he wrote svarim on a lot of things. But, we're familiar, obviously, with Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon about Lashon Hara, with the Mishabur and Or Chaim, with Havas Chesed, about halachos that relate to tzedakah and lending money and chesed. Said Rubam Kukulam Hema Ba'alachos Vinyanim Anogim L'Maiser. Mendel Zaks writes, most of the Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim are about things that are Nogeya LaHalacha L'Maisa Bizman Hazeh. Plus, and in those svarim, he is often viewed by the world as a posek achron, as the posek achron, as the final word on issues relating to Lashon Hara. You certainly go to the Chafetz Chaim, final word in Or HaChaim. Many, many people still go to the Mishnah Berurah as the final word, the final say on everything. So he was very successful in terms of the halacha l'maisa svarim. Plus, he did many contrasim in ma'amarim about chizuk ha'emuna v'adas and strengthening people's emuna. Shein Musar type of svarim, Shem Olam, Torah Sabayis, Chomas Hadas, Nidche Yisrael, many, many svarim that were more about getting us on the right path and teaching us the right way to think and the right way to look at the world and look at our the primacy of Torah in our lives. That's what we know the Chafetz Chaim for. In addition to his svarim, the Chafetz Chaim was also very active in Tzarchei Tzibur, in Inyanei Ruchnius, Inyanei Shmiras HaTorah Mitzvos, both in the Gashmius of the Tzarchei Tzibur. He would go to meet with government officials to try to ease up on Gzeros V'chukim Lotovim, on bad decrees against the Jewish people, and in being Machzik his yeshiva, hundreds of Talmidim in Yeshivas Radin that he had to support, and he would travel to all over the place to try to raise money for the yeshiva. We don't often think of the Chafetz Chaim having to schlep around. You know, it's a bizayon sometimes. You see Rosh Yeshiva having to schlep around in order to raise money for the yeshiva. No less an authority than the Chafetz Chaim used to do this all the time for his yeshiva. But with all that, with all of his svarim, with all of his work, with all the, he didn't, he wasn't satisfied. He didn't stop at that. At some point, he realized that the limud of Seder Kachim is something that people are not paying enough attention to, and he believed, in Rav Mendel Zaks' words, b'chol chom levavo, not tom levavo, b'chol chom levavo, with all the warmth of his heart, the levavo atahar, of his pure heart, shayamim hema yimei ikfas ha'demashicha, that we are living in times that are close to the coming of Mashiach, and therefore we are going to need to know how to be Mekayim all the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore he started to do several activities, and Rav Mendel Zaks lists seven of them that were meant to pave the way for the coming of Mashiach, for the return of the Beis HaMikdash. First, he was mechaber a kuntras called Torah Or, which is Mizari's people to learn Seder Kachim, which explains why it's important to learn Seder Kachim. And second, he gathered together Sfarim of many of the Gedolim of previous generations, and was mechaber a sefer Asifas Zekenim, where it was just a collection of different Sfarim from earlier generations, so that people will have an easier time learning Seder Kachim. Third thing he did did? He found a ksavyar of the Gvura Sariyah, of the author of Shagas Aryeh, on Maseches Yuma, and he published it, because that's critical. Maseches Yuma is all about the Seder Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. It's only the very end of Maseches Yuma that discusses the halachas that are nogea bizman hazeh in Yom HaKippurim. The whole rest of the Maseches is all about the Seder Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Fourth thing he did is he found a ksavyar of the Gra in his the Gra's Hagos and Torah's Kohanim on the halachas of Kachim also, and the Midrashim relating to Sefer Vayikra, and he published that as well. I think I miscounted. Fifth thing he did was, I said it's seven, I think I only see six over here. Fifth thing he did was that he established a kolel kachim for outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, Asara Avreichim Gedolim B'Torah V'Yira, 10 great Talmidei Chachamim to dedicate themselves to learning kachim. And the sixth thing he did was to write this Sefer, the Likutei Halachos and Sefer Kachim, which is to come out with a Maskana Halach L'Maisa from each sugya that we have in Seder Kachim. So without further ado, let's see the Chafetz Chaim's actual Hakdama. Now, what you have here in your photocopies are the Hakdama Rishona, the Hakdama Shnia, and the Psicha. I don't know why he divided it into three different sections. It could be that they were published at different times, and when he came out with more Masechtas, he came out with the Hakdama Shnia and the Psicha maybe even later on. But let's see. The Hakdama Rishona is the primary Hakdama. We'll see how much we get through. If you need to leave, let me know, and whatever. We'll see how much we get through. In the Hakdama Rishona, he starts out by telling us that the Torah Kedosha, which is so precious and so special, the pasuk tells us that it's nechmad mizavim pazravim sukum midvash v'nofes sufim. So he says, what does that pasuk mean? He says, in this world there are two types of good that we find in this world. There's things that have mitzat hashivui, things that are more valuable, that actually are worth more, and ve'echad mitzat mitikusa. And then there are other things that are very, very sweet. They may not be worth more, but they are delicious. They are very enjoyable. So he says, for example, zahav upazrav, gold, precious gems, things like that. Is that sweet? If you eat it, it will not taste sweet. It will not be good at all. But it is very, very valuable. However, dvash, doesn't cost that much money, not worth that much, but extremely sweet. It is extremely rare to find something that has both qualities, that is both rare and extremely sweet. Torasenu HaKadosh Yesh Vashtei Milos. But our Torah has both of these Milos. It's Shavya Rav Ma'od. It is worth an exorbitant amount. Yoser Mizahav Upaz Umitikusu Gamken Yoser Midvash Minofet Sufim. That's what the Pasuk is trying to tell us. This rare combination of actual value and of pleasantness, of sweetness that our Torah has, that our special Torah has. And he says you have to, it's not just that we try to come up with something sweet, so we mentioned dvash. Now there's something there's something about dvash that reflects on Torah properly. If you look about halfway down the paragraph, umasha kosav mutukum dvash ki yadua sheyesh b'teva dvash koach hametikus gadol. The dvash, honey, has this incredible power of sweetness. To the point that if a little bit of bread or a little bit of meat falls into honey, and if it were to sit in the honey for a long time, over a period of time, that lechem, that basar, would actually become honey. I know, is that true? That's what I assume. So he says it would actually become honey. V'nei l'rova poskim. To the extent that, according to most poskim, if a piece of chazer schmaltz falls into your honey over an extended period of time, it turns into honey, and mimela, it becomes kosher, because it's no longer chazer. Now all of a sudden, it's honey. Its very nature, its very character changes in the honey. So that's why Torah is compared to honey, the matikus haTorah, the sweetness of Torah. Who gadol harbe yoser midvash v'nofet sufim. Dahainu, meaning to say, im adam shoked al haTorah umistabik ba. If a person learns Torah and connects himself to it properly, even if teva nafsho hayom mitchila ra ma'od, even if his nefesh was very, very evil, was very bad,
koach haTorah mitar rasol. Like the Chazal Shmaltz, the koach haTorah will be mitar such a person. Umekadashto will be mekadishim. V'nepach lios ish acher mamish, and he will turn into a different person entirely. So that's what we say, that he's going to be a tzaddik and a chassid, a yashar, a neman, all because of the metikos haTorah, the mesikos haTorah. A person throws himself into Torah entirely, it could have this transformative effect on his entire personality. In the footnote, he points out, we find that the Torah, Hello, Kol Dvarai Ke'eshnu Hashem. Hashem says that my words of Torah are like fire, and yet on other occasions we find the Torah is compared to water. So water and fire are two opposites. It's a little bit strange that the same item would be compared to both fire and to water. So he writes, Yesh lomar ba'ofen zeh diyadua dal yedei ha'avonos nimshach ruach hatuma ala adam. We all know that through averos a person has a certain ruach tuma that comes upon him. And so the Torah tells us, even after we've done averos and we've become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have this ruach tumah, don't give up to say that we have no way out, and how are we ever going to live, how are we ever going to survive. Rather, what should you do? Do tshuva midarach hara hazeh. Go leave this bad path and connect oneself to Torah, which is the makara tara. And it's like a person who's holding a sheretz, who's tameh. So what do you do if you don't want to be tameh? Throw the sheretz away and go into a mikveh. And when you go into a mikveh, you'll be tar. So that's why Torah is nimshal l'mayim. It's like the mayim, it's like the mikveh that's mitar us from whatever tumas and nefesh we have. But lest a person say, well, wait a second, that mikveh would only work if my tumah is external, but what if the tumah is so much a part of me? I've so internalized my tumah. I've been so bad, my neshama is so dirty that it's permeated my very essence and my very being. How's the mikveh going to help me? How am I going to take out what's way deep inside of me? So that's why we say, Hello, Kol Dvarai Ke'eshnu Am Hashem. Hashem says Torah is also like fire. What does fire do? So the halacha is, when you have a kli that has tam of iser, balua in the dofnei kli, that's absorbed in the walls of the kli. So how do you kasher such a kli? So if it was just balea the tam by normal cooking on a stove, so then kabbalah kachpalt, you would do hagala. But when there was roasting, you roasted something something non-kosher in the kli. So how do you do it? You put fire on the kli. You put the kli in fire, and that's called libun. Libun, firing the kli. That's assumed to purge the kli of any time of iser, no matter how deeply the iser has penetrated the kli. Hello, kol dvarai ke'eshnu um Hashem. Whatever tuma a person has, no matter how much a person has internalized that sense of tuma, don't forget that the Torah is ke'eshnu um Hashem. He says maybe that's the understanding of the psukim in Parshas Matos, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen, Zos Chukas HaTorah. With the Torah, as an introduction to the halachos of Hagalah, of Kasher and Kelim, it says Zos Chukas HaTorah. So says Chafetz Chaim, Zos Chukas HaTorah? Where's the chok? Hagalah makes plenty of sense. The idea is that if there's Tam of Isser in a Kli, however the Tam got there, you'll be able to remove it. So if it got there through a liquid medium, you could remove it through a liquid medium. If it got there through fire, you can remove it through fire. Not so hard to understand. Why is it called a chok? Zos chuk. So he says maybe the chok part is the other part, is the part about not the actual kelim, but the part about the tuma kochos hatuma that a person internalizes over his lifetime. You might think that it's impossible to purge ourselves of that tuma, so that's the chok part. That's the part that we should know, that the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he gives us the Torah which enables us to purge ourselves of that tuma. And the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he gave it on two luchos, and Rashi points out luchos ksiv without the vavs. It's written chaser sheshtein shavos to tell us that they were both equal. Both luchos were equal, and that they were betzimtzum gadol. That it was as small as could possibly. It was as condensed. It was the most condensed version of Torah you could ever have. That there neither of the luchos was bigger than the other one, and each one had exactly the smallest size it could possibly be, and still contain the entire Torah. And he says it's Yadua, I didn't know this, but he says it's Yadua that one of the luchos is symbolic of Torah Shebichsav, and the other is symbolic of Torah Shebal Peh. I always viewed one of them as
been on the makom and the other's been on the chaver, right? Isn't that what they normally say? What the Rishonim normally say? He says yadua that one is Torah shebichsav, the other is Torah shebal peh, and leka midi b'Torah shebal peh, delorim remiz b'Torah shebichsav. And it's to tell us that they're so connected to each other. The Torah shebal peh and Torah shebichsav are deeply connected to each other. All the parshios and the psukim and the words, the letters, are exactly b'tzimtzum in Torah shebichsav, and the Torah shebal peh expands on all of them. Now he says limud haTorah in general involves two types. There are two types of limud haTorah. Number one, he says, k'dei leida mitzvoseh l'kaimam. We learn Torah so that we could know what to do. We have to know how to put on tefillin. We have to know what brachos to make. We have to know that if you have a suffix, whether you said Birchas HaTorah in the morning and you already said Ava Rabba, should you say Birchas HaTorah? We need to know. We need to learn these halachos so we know what to do. And second, limud ha'inyanim she'enem nogim b'zman hazeh. We also need to learn things that are not nogeya b'zman hazeh, like Seder Zrayim, Seder Taharos, things that are not nogeya l'maisa. Why? Because it's part of Hashem's Torah. And that's very chashuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should learn those parts of Torah. So where would you put Seder Kachim? In the first category or the second category? Things that you need to know what to do, or things that are... because it's part of Hashem's Torah, that's why we need to learn it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Vida, Shelimut Seder Kachim Afshu Gamkein Einu Nogei L'maisa B'zman Hazeh Mikol Makom HaLimut Benu Nala Ma'od Ma'od. One might say that the limud of Seder Kachim does not fit the first category, and therefore maybe it's not as important as other limudim, as other areas of learning. He says, do not think any such thing. The limud of Seder Kachim is critical. Why? Because all of Dine Karbanos and all the halachos relating to Karbanos are important for us to learn Bizman Hazeh, because there are countless Ma'amari Chazal where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, how are we Mekayim the mitzvah of Karbanos Bizman Hazeh? It's by learning the halachos of Karbanos. So the limud of Seder Kachim is not just Petoras limud, it's dafka by Kachim, that when you learn Kachim, it's ki'ilu you were makrav the Karban. The Gemara in the end of Menachos, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidich Siv, Zos Torah Sachatas, Zos Torah Sa'asham. Why does it say Zos Torah Sachatas, Zos Torah Sa'asham? What's the expression? Kala osik b'toras chatas, kilu hikriv chatas. Kala osik b'toras Hashem, kilu hikriv Hashem. Because there's a special din when you learn Seder Kachim, that when you learn the halachos of a carbon chatas, it's kiilu you brought a chatas. When you learn the halachos of a carbon Hashem, it's kiilu you brought a carbon Hashem. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yecheskel HaNavi, the Tzuras HaBayis. He shows him what the Beis HaMikdash is going to look like, and he tells Yecheskel HaNavi, I want you to go tell Klal Yisrael what the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to look like. So Yecheskel said, Yecheskel was a Navi, who was Misnavi v'Shas Churban in Chutz La'aretz. Yecheskel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, we're still in Galus, Be'eretz Soneinu, and you're Be'eretz Soneinu, in the land of our enemies, and you're telling me I should go let Klal Yisrael know what the Beis HaMikdash should look like? How about this? How about you keep to yourself what the Beis HaMikdash should look like for now, and when it's time to come back from Galus, I'll let everybody know what the Beis HaMikdash should look like. What can they do about it now anyway? Wait till they come back from Galus. Don't worry. As soon as they come back from Galus, hopefully I'll still be around, says Yecheskel. I'll be happy to teach them all of these halachos. Omer le'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, V'chi b'shvil shebanei nesunim b'gola yeh abinyin batel, G'dola kriyasa b'torah kibinyana. What, do you think just because you're in Galus you can't build the Beis HaMikdash? Of course you can. Learn about the Beis HaMikdash, and then you build the Beis HaMikdash by learning about it. Lechem Arlem, Shiyasku Likros B'Torah Tzuras HaBayis, U'bischar Kriyaskam Shiyasku Likros Ba, Mala Nialeim Kiluhem Asukim B'Binyan HaBayis. That in the schar of learning about the Beis HaMikdash, it will be Ki'ilu, you built the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Menachos, Tav Kuf Yud, on the Pasuk of B'chol Mako Mukhtar Mugash Lashmi, Mikol Malkom Salkadaitach. What, is it everywhere that we can bring Karbanos? Says the Gemara, no. Ela Elu Tamil Cham Shoskim Behilchos Avoda Malani Aleim Kilo Makriv Namagishon Lashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if there are Tamil Cham learning the Alachos of Avoda, that's Ki'ilu there being Makriv, the Karbanos. So says the Chavetz Chaim, now that I've showed you that learning Kachim is not just Talmud just, it's not only regular Talmud Torah where it's Torah Hashem and it's part of the definition of our understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about and what the world is all about.
but it is actually a kiyum mitzvah of bringing karbanos. One simple question: why doesn't anybody learn kudshim? Go to any yeshiva outside of Brisk, go to any yeshiva, and they're learning nashim, they're learning nezikin, they're often learning few mesechtas in moed, but nobody's learning kachim. Why not? Why don't people learn kachim? He says, L'chorah, they should learn kachim much more than other things, because it's a double kiyum. It's limra Torah, and it's makrif karbanos. He says, Nahapachu, shalom ematin b'limra seder kachim ma'od. And everything's backwards. Everyone's learning kachim way too little. So he says, and if you're going to tell me, he says, I'll tell you as follows. Imagine that right now we were to get the news that, you know, it's all over Facebook, all over social media. Base of Midrash is being rebuilt. Everyone, tomorrow we're going back. Base of Midrash is being rebuilt. So imagine that news would go out. Afilu akotzen shob Yisrael loyim misatzel lefazer kama asirios rubles lisa l'artzenu akadosha. Who wouldn't spend as many rubles as he has to travel to Eretz Yisrael lahakriv ola lefnei Hashem, to bring a carbon ola? Right? If you had a base of English, wouldn't you want to go bring a carbon right away? Wouldn't everyone be running? To be mechaper for the mitzvah haseda may be violated. To be makar for carbon toda for all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in our lifetimes. But look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He didn't tell us the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt today or tomorrow. But what he did is, Berov Chasto, he promised our forefathers, Avram Avinu, that Shiyachshiv Limudenu B'inyoni Halachos Eilu, Ki'ilu Onam Akriven Karban. That when we learn these halachos, it's mamish as if we brought a karban. Mamish. We don't need L'chates Raglav L'nsova. We don't need to cut our feet traveling to Israel. V'lo L'harbos Bo'tza, nor to spend a lot of money. It's so close to us, it's right here, it's so accessible. Kol echad ve'echad be'beso, u'beis midrasho. Everyone in his home, in his beis medrash, yimtza kaparaso, can find his kapara. How? Just learn it. Just learn kachim. That's all we need. And he says, and if you're not convinced about the value of kachim, the relative value of kachim, relating to other areas of Torah, he says, all I ask you to do is open up a chumash. By other siddurim, we find mesechtos, full mesechtos, built al maimer echad, or parsha achas, on a single maimer in chumash, a single parsha in chumash, in Torah. And on kachim, how many parshios? Count it up. All of Sefer Vayikra, much of Sefer Shemos, much of Sefer Bamidbar, much of Sefer Devarim, all relating to karbanos. It's all about karbanos. It's like the way that Rav Shach always quotes Rav Kook used to say about Eretz Yisrael. When people would ask Rav Kook, why are you so obsessed? Eretz Yisrael this, Eretz Yisrael that. Yes, everything is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook responded, it's not me. I just try to pattern my personality after the Torah. And there's not a single parsha in the Chumash that Eretz Yisrael and the hopes for Eretz Yisrael and the halachas of Eretz Yisrael aren't mentioned after Parshas Lech Lecha. So I'm just trying to pattern myself after the Torah. So similarly, says the Chavetz Chaim, if one is trying to pattern himself after the Torah and you want your personality to reflect the personality of Torah, to reflect what the Torah emphasizes, well, the Torah emphasizes kachim all the time. So says the Chavetz Chaim, I know the excuses. I know what people are going to tell you, why they don't learn kachim. He says, Yadati atshuvos sheyashivu al zeh. I know all the answers that people are going to have. Ki b'yameinu shetirdos hazman merubos, vein maspik lilmod hakol. We don't have time to learn everything. There's so much to learn out there. Alkein mishpat akadima lilimra halachos anogas b'zman hazeh. We have to learn halachos anogea b'zman hazeh. He says, but I have one question for you. You have to learn halachos anogea b'zman hazeh. What are you learning in yeshiva? Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, Sanhedrin, Yevamos. How often is that nogea to the average balabas? You want to be a dayan? Okay, good. You learn those mesechtas, you need to be a dayan. For the average balabas, you know what you need to learn? Brachas, Shabbos, Psachim. Okay, it's parts of Psachim. The first parak, 10th parak of Psachim. You know, the second parak, 3rd, whatever, parts of Psachim. How much do you really have to learn already to know the halachos nogea b'zman hazeh? Most of what yeshivas learn is not nogea for the average person who doesn't plan on being a dayan, doesn't plan on being a mara hara. And nevertheless, people learn yevamos ba'amkus in great depth. V'lama yigara chelek kachim. why isn't chilek kachim, why isn't kachim in the machzor? Why isn't that something we learn also? We learn to say the nashim nezikin, not because you need it lamaisa. Who needs it lamaisa? Most people don't. So he says, and it seems that in the days of the Amoraim, Seder Kachim was part of what was learned. It was part of, even when Taros and Zra'im were not, because we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, Kachim, they were still learning. It sounds that way from the Gemara. The Gemara Bar Metzia Daf Kuf Yudalit says that Ashkechei Rabba Baravu El Eliyahu, Yisholos Eliyahu, Lama Lo Lamed Seder Taros. Eliyahu Navi says, why are you not learning Seder Taros? And he said, Barba Lo Metzina Beshisa Metzina. He said, the four Siddurim that we do learn, we have a hard enough time with. Now you want us to learn all six Siddurim? What does it mean, Barba Lo Metzina? Four Siddurim? Nowadays we only learn three. What four Siddurim? So Rashi explains that the Dalet Siddurim that they learned were Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, which are Noeg B'Zman HaZeh like they were in the Zman HaBayis, and Kachim also, because B'chol Mokom Mukhtar Mugash L'Shmi, the Gemara Menachos, Eil Tamidcha Moskim Bilchus Avoda, that it's always as if they do the Avoda. So those are the four that they always learned, even in the times of the Gemara. I think it's coincidence. We have Talmud Bavli and Seder Kachim, but we don't have Antaros and we don't have Anzraim. There is a reason for that. The reason is because they weren't really learning so much Taros and Zra'im. It wasn't even part of the curriculum in yeshivas Bizman Amoraim to learn Taros and Zra'im. But Kachim, Kachim always was, says the Chafetz Chaim. So you should always learn Kachim. And he says, I'm not telling you, I'm not trying to start a movement where everybody's going to learn only Kachim and where nobody's going to learn Pesachim and Brachas and Shabbos. I'm not trying to tell you that. He says, no, I'm not so extreme, I'm not such an extremist to suggest that. But if you look in the paragraph that begins, Gam lu yehisha sedarim achirim nechutzim heim yosel lemaisa. I acknowledge that the other sedarim are more nogel lemaisa. Utsrichim lasuma iyun vehem yoser, and that you have to put more focus on them. Al kolpanim lama lo yatzil kolishme alamdim zman min azmanim lelimun ha-kodosh hazeh. Why don't we at least dedicate some time, a little bit, put it somewhere in the yeshiva's machzor, maybe a kayitzman, maybe a something to learn Seder Kachim? He says, "Ha'adam la'amul b'yemei chayav la'achnas mutal la'adam la'amul b'yemei chayav la'achnas b'vavos kol divrei Torah." A full Torah personality, someone who has an appreciation of Torah, has to have a broad picture of what Torah is. And if we only look at narrow little slices of Torah, our Torah personality is not fully developed. And you should know, this is true in halacha. People who paskin halachos because they studied one area of halacha, Rav Shechter says this all the time, very troubling. People paskin halachos because they studied one area of halacha, but they don't have a broad view of what all of Torah is. Their expertise in one area of halacha is not going to help them to paskin halacha properly. You need to have a broad view of what Torah is all about. So someone asked Rav Shechter when he was at Meshul for a Shabbos if he has a problem with women paskining hilchos nidashaylas. So he says, I have no problem with women paskin hilchos. A person can paskin, if they know the halacha, they can paskin. He said, but if you only learn hilchos nida, then you certainly cannot paskin hilchos nida shalos. If that's the only area of halacha that you learn really well, you cannot paskin hilchos nida shalos. Rabbi Willig said it a little more charif when I spoke to him about this issue. He said, a woman who doesn't know what a svek sveka is, how could she paskin a shayla? Even if she studies Hilchas Nida backwards and forwards, if you don't know what a Svek Sveik is, and that was an expression, even if she doesn't know what a Svek Sveik is, but if you don't have a broad knowledge of Torah, a broad base of knowledge of Torah, how could you paskin a halacha? So a person needs a broad knowledge of Torah, even in Kachim. You want to have a Yediyas Hashem, you need to have this broad knowledge of Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim quotes from the Hakdama of the Smag to the Mitzvah Sasei, where the Smag writes, Yesh leida yisodoseyem afal pishen tzrichinata. You should know the yisodos of all mitzvos, even if you don't need them technically. Ki al kol ha mitzvos nitztavinu v'limadtem osam. V'nemar shamaros kol ha mitzvah asher anochi mitzvah eschem. That with all mitzvos we're told v'limadtem osam, we have a mitzvah to learn. And Vayitri says, Shek asher yigla kodesh baruch hu l'olam haba es hasodos v'chachmos ha'elyonos asher mitzvah b'kol parsha v'parsha b'torah lo yivinu osa ele elu shalomdu v'yivinu osa parsha v'olam hazeh. When you get into the yeshiva shel maila and you start to learn, if they touch upon an area of Torah that you never even touched in this world, you will have no clue in the Yeshiva Shalmaila what's going on. But if you at least have a working knowledge
of every area of Torah. In the yeshiva shel Maili, you'll be able to go deeper and deeper, and you'll follow what's going on. If you heard Torah in this world, then you'll be able to hear more b'olam haba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person holds back and doesn't learn this Seder, so it's going to be an eternal chisaron in the olam haba as well. It's going to be an eternal chisaron. That's one of the big selling points of Daf Yomi, that when you learn Daf Yomi, at least you touch, at least you dip your toe in the waters of all different parts of Shas, of all different areas. You may not become an expert in any of them, but at least then in the Yeshiva Shel Maila, you'll have a clue. At least then you'll be able to continue to learn from the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's important to have this broad familiarity, at least, or somewhat familiar with all the elements of Torah. Plus, says the Smag, the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh and Shasa Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Kenegad the Ramach Evarim and Shasa Gidin of a person, that the health of a person is dependent on knowledge of all of the mitzvahs. And a person who's missing out on some of them, or a significant chunk of them, is missing out on some of his basic spiritual health. Va'od She'ela Achas Eshel, says the Chavetz Chaim, and I have one more question for those who do not want to learn Kachim. Ilu hayabam mevaser neman liYisrael. This is the paragraph that begins Va'od She'ela. If Eliyahu Navi were to come, shebizman korov tia guula, and herald the coming of Mashiach, and tell us that the guula is on its way, bevaday hayu mizdarzin alfei revavos miYisrael lilmor halachos hashayachos lekarbanos lemigdash, bavor sha'oz kol adinim nogin lemaisa. He said, I am sure everyone would run to learn Kachim. Everyone would be rushing to learn it, because it's going to be no Gael Maisa. We're going to need to know what to do. Lomi by the Kohanim. It's not just Kohanim that are going to learn it. Yisraelim are going to learn it, because they're going to need to know about Achilas Kachim. They're going to need to learn about Bias Migdash. Granted, they can't do the Avodah, but there are plenty of halachas that even Yisraelim do need to know. Plus, Yisraelim are very often rabbis, and they're going to need to paskin. So, of course, everyone would run to learn it. So he says, do we hope for Mashiach b'chol yom sheyavo? Are we mechaka b'chol yom sheyavo? Are we not mechaka b'chol yom sheyavo? If you're mechaka b'chol yom sheyavo, then you need to be prepared. It's lip service. Every single day we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh yeah, we want Mashiach to come. What do you mean? If you really want Mashiach to come, are you ready for him? Are we ready for Mashiach to come? We're only ready for him if we're learning these things. He says, it's unbelievable. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that according to the Rabbanan, Daf Chavezon Beis Sanhedrin, according to the Rabbanan, any Kohen in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to drink wine, ever. Why? Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash Pitom. The Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt suddenly, and Shesu Yayin is not allowed to do the Avodah. Ever. Never allowed to drink wine. Because it might be this minute, it might be coming right now. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe says you could drink wine. Why? Why are you worried about Shema Yibana Pitom? Because it's not, because there's always, you'll have a little bit of, it doesn't take that long, Lahafi Geno Me'alav. It doesn't take that long to have the effects of wine go away. But something that takes a while, the mashmalos is, even Rebbe would be moda. You think it takes 5 minutes to learn Kachin, to learn all the halachos? It's going to take some time. So if we're really waiting for Mashiach to come, it's going to take some time. In fact, I saw in one of the haskamos, I was one, you're the Chavetz Chaim, right? Who do you go to for haskama? Who's bigger? So everyone who writes Haskama is like, I can't believe you're asking me for Haskama. Every Haskama to the Sefer. You're asking me for Haskama? And I don't even recognize most of the names. The one name that I certainly do recognize is he got Haskama from Rav Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik. Okay, so Rav Chaim gave Haskama. But in one of the other Haskamas from the Rav Shlomo Mordechai HaKohen, Bal Mechaber Sefer Mishpat Shalom V'das Torah V'giloy Das, suggests as follows. He writes as follows. He says that on this point of the Shesui Yayin, he writes in Haskama, Vani Mosef, and I'll add to that Tosus in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel says, according to one Teretz, that even the Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, who we are knowing like, that allows Kohanim to drink wine bizman hazeh, Aval belimra halacha shetzarech zman rav, v'gam ein nimtza mi shebaki bahem, kamo shekasa beis Yosef anal, tzadku ma'o divrei harav ha-mechaber, delukuli alma mechuyav makwanim uflagi Torah, he says the point is that when it comes to wine, maybe wine we're a little more makel with, not just because it goes quicker, the effects of the wine will go away more quickly, but there will be other kohanim available. But who knows Kachim? Who's going to be really prepared? Everyone's good. People need to learn this, the Muflagei Torah at least. And he says, all of them say about the Chafetz Chaim, the reason the Chafetz Chaim has so much hatzlacha in his svarim is kol ma'asav l'shamayim. When the Chafetz Chaim wrote things because he really believed in them and he really believed this is going to be magdil kavod shamayim. And that's why he's continuously successful in all of his svarim that he puts out. And then the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, how do I know that Mashiach is coming? How do I know that we're living in times of Geula? He says, everything Chazal tell us about Geula, I see happening in our time. Number one, he says, Chazal tell us, Be'ez Kiruv HaGeula. If you look in the end of Masechet Sota and the Mishnah and the Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Zayin Sadi Ches, and he says, for instance, it says over there, Imri Isa Darshat Saros Rabos Boos Alav Kinahar Chakelo. If you see a generation where there are many Tsaros, you should know that it's time to hope for Mashiach. It also says, Shalfnei Bias HaMashiach Lo Yesham Schar Adam V'Schar Behema, that it's going to be hard for people who have manpower and even have animal power to rent out. No one's going to be interested in the manpower and the animal power. Just having the physical power is not going to be, you're not going to be able to make a living just because you have the manpower and the animal power. Says the Chafetz Chaim, now that we have machines to do all the heavy lifting, who needs the manpower anymore? Don't you see? That's what's going on in our generation. And he says also, Shekala Sha'arim Yushkulim, that prices are going to be the same in all different parts of different parts of the world, because there's going to be so much trade, grain is going to be Shavu B'Kalamakamos, the price of grain. And therefore it's going to be harder for people who have it to make a living on it, because the competition is going to be so much greater. This Chafetz Chaim did not see Amazon.com. Right? And he still said it's going to be the markup. You're not going to be able to mark up too much anymore. It's going to be, you have to because the market's going to be too big. There's going to be too much competition out there to make a living. Number four, it says over there that few Talmid Chacham Shekasabem Shalom Rav Lovis or Sechav Elam Michshal Lo Yelam Az Shalom. He says even Talmid Chacham, which who are supposed to experience Shalom, will not experience Shalom. He says we see that in our days as well. Also, Sheyusmatu al Talmid Chacham Beisahi. There aren't going to be as many Talmid Chachamim, genuine Talmid Chachamim. Also, Shom Dorsh. It says over there also, Dorsh ben David ba Naarim Yalbinu Pnei Zakenim, that the young people are going to humiliate the old people. They're going to have chutzpah in front of the older people, in front of the older generations. You're going to have children calling their parents by their first names. You're going to have people who have no respect for those who know more and who have more life experience. People who are more than willing to wear a proverbial jacket that's too big on them and to pretend that they are something greater than they really are. It says, all these signs are here. They're all here in our generation. So the Mashiach is on his way. Gu'ul is on its way. We better get to work on Seder Kachim. And he says, I'll tell you, we have precedent for this. If you ever learn, you got to learn Tanakh also, but in Chagai Perek Beis, that when it comes to the building of the Bayesheni, when it came time, Sha'alnu Asakonim Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little bechina to the Kohanim, and they didn't know the answers, they didn't answer properly, and it was terribly embarrassing. So when we have that same response, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a little bechina, and we don't know what to do, so it's going to be terribly embarrassing. Plus, he says, we know the famous passage in Sefer Chassidim, Simon Kofei, Sefer Chassidim writes that any area of Torah that you see people are not learning has a din of a meis mitzvah. What's the din of a meis mitzvah? So normally if there's a meis, so there are people to bury the meis. So okay, you don't have to be the one to do it. Other people will bury the meis. But the greatest mitzvah, when there's a meis mitzvah, there's no one else to bury the meis. Then even a kohen gadol could be metame to a meis mitzvah. So he says an area of Torah that's left without people learning it, that area of Torah is a meis mitzvah. So it's an extra mitzvah to learn such areas of Torah. And you're mekabel schar keneged kulam. He says, even those people who learn a mesechta here, a mesechta there of Kachim, how many of them know it? How many people learn it to know it? Even if you learn it with Daf Yomi, so you learn it to get through it, to be able to move on. But we have to learn it to know it. And why is that? He says, why is that people don't learn Kachim to know it? So he says, I think, and this is where he's going to get to why he wrote his book, which is always what the point that Hakdama tries to get to is, okay, why do you need my Sefer? Why is this so important? So he says, Hisponanti, I thought about this. She'ikra siba bazeh hu mipnei she'nechzer al seder kachem shchibur she'a mesudar ba kol maskanas hashas. He says, because no one ever wrote a book that organizes the bottom line halacha of the maskanas of all the sugyas, like we have in other mesechtas. Meaning there is no riff, there is no rush that went through, just bottom line, halacha lemaisa, what emerges from the Gemara. The Rambam wrote about Kachim, it's true, but a lot of people don't have time to look at all the Rambams. They have a hard time looking, studying through all the Rambams. So he says, V'chashavti b'nafshi, v'men nuchal l'sakin as'inyin azeh. Chavetz Chaim said, so I got to thinking, how can I fix this? The Rishonim didn't write about this. How am I going to be able to fix this problem? He says, what do I think? I'm the Rif and I'm the Rush. I'm going to be able to write a Rif on Seder Kodshim. In our generation, who in their right mind could think that they're up to the task of writing a Rif on Seder Kodshim? It's not possible. But he says, you know what? The Rambam did Paskin and Seder Kodshim. It's just a matter of people not connecting to the Rambam, not looking in the Rambam, not having the time to analyze the Rambam. But the Rambam did. He did write on Seder Kodshim. So he says, what if I could take all the Psukim of the Rambam and present it in such a way that makes it clear straight from the Gemara how the Rif would have been written if the Rambam would have written it on Seder Kodshim? You know, instead of the Rambam writing in Ziyarat Chazaka, what if the Rambam would have written a Rif-style Sefer on Seder Kodshim? Well, he keeps on saying, all I'm doing, what's his expression? He says, what I'm doing over here is a malacha ve'ina chachma. It's just a malacha. I'm just doing the heavy lifting. I'm just taking things from here and putting it over there. But it's not a chachma. It's just a malacha. I'm just doing the work. I'm not trying to be mechadesh anything. In fact, the entire Hakdama Shnia is the Chavetz Chaim saying, I know everyone has a big kasha on me. Who do I think I am? How can I possibly do this? As if anyone would ever ask this kasha on the Chavetz Chaim. How can I possibly do this? Who am I already? And you wonder sometimes whether he said this with a straight face. He writes in the Hakdama Shnia, She'eini yodea b'torah afilu alacha achas alburya. I don't even know one alacha clearly in all of Torah. Ve'eini afilu mitzvah achas b'shlei musa k'vima shenitztavinu mipi adona olam. I don't even do one mitzvah properly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So, how could I possibly think that my actions are going to be like the riff and the rush, that I'm going to be able to do that? He says, of course I don't think that way. It's a malacha v'ena chachma. All I'm doing is I'm taking the Rambam and I'm putting the Rambam together on Seder Kodshim. That's all I'm trying to do over here, to come up with the maskanos asugios. Val pizeh nuchal ahazdir kitzer asugios b'maskanosim la'alacha. People should be able to see in brief form what the maskan is la'alacha, and m'meili yachal atzis al yidei zeh chibur shalim al seder kodshim mikitzer asugios al pi achras Rabbeinu Rambam Zal. And then everyone will see that there's a good way to learn al pi kitzer. You can learn what all the sugyos have to say. Now, he points out in a footnote, it is a little strange. If I'm yelling, I'm shrying Chai V'Kayim from the rooftops, Seder Kodshim so important, everyone needs to learn Seder Kodshim, everyone's got to do it. Why didn't the Rif and the Rush do it? Meaning I'm writing the Sefer because the Rif and the Rush didn't write the Sefer. Why didn't they? Manushuch, if it's so important, then they should have written it. And if it's not so important, what am I doing? So he says, I have three answers to what the Rif and the Rush were thinking. First of all, he says, you have to realize they were writing in a time where there was no Shulchan Aruch. Their first order of business had to be to let people know how to get through their day. Just wake up in the morning, what to do, Netilas Yadayim, davening. They had to just get people through their day. There was no Shulchan Aruch to get people through their day. So that had to be their focus. That had to be the first order of business. Second, he says, there was no printing press. So they had to be very sparing in what they could print. In what svarim they could write, and to copy and copy and copy and get people to have those svarim. So they had to. It was triage. Of course, they needed to learn Seder Kodshim, but it was triage. They had to deal with what people desperately needed first. 30 says, maybe they did. Maybe they did write. Unbelievably, he says, maybe they did write on these topics, and we lost the Kisvei Yad. There are lots of Kisvei Yad that were lost over the generations. You know, the Rambam wrote a perush on the Gemara. We don't have it. There are svar, the Rav Ram ben Rambam wrote a sefer of all the makaros of everything his father said in Mishnah Torah. We don't have it. There are a lot of really amazing books that were lost over time. And he says, who knows? He says, who knows? Maybe one day, in the Skalu Bizmanenu, he says, we've already seen in our times, Pirush HaRavid V'Arash al Torah Skanim, V'chein Pirush HaBein Hillel al Torah Skanim, V'chein Chidush HaRash al Masechus Menachos. He says, in my own times, I've seen Kisvei Rishonim come back that people have had, that individuals were holding on to. Who knows? Maybe the Rush and the Rift did write on Kachim. Unbelievable. Then he says in another footnote, you'll ask another Kasha. There's an expression Chazal have, Hilchus al Mashicha? Why would you ever have to pass in a halacha in Kodshin? Hilchus al Mashicha, Rav Yosef asks in a few places in Shas. So he says, first of all, we don't pass like that. Tosfos Maseches Vachem Daf Mem Hei says that all the other Amorai, aside from Rav Yosef, would never ask Hilchus al Mashicha, because they hold that we do need to pass in halachas, even in Seder Kodshin. And he says, aside from that, even if we did paskin like Rav Yosef, that Hilchus al Mashicha means, why would you paskin on a complicated matter? When Mashiach comes, we'll have Rabbanim who could paskin on complicated matters. Chafetz Chaim says, I'm not trying to paskin on complicated matters. People don't know Aleph Beis of Kachim. They don't know the difference between an Ola and a Shlomim. They don't know Aleph Beis. What is Matan Dam Lamala, Matan Dam Lamata? Just the simple halachos. That's all I'm trying to do. Just the simple tantzis ha-sugya, what comes out from each of the sugyas. Not to be mori hara'a, in a chinami, hilchus al mashicha. Halavai we should get to that point where that's our biggest problem. Then he concludes the akdama. And he says, just like the Smag writes, that a person should learn, that a person can learn his whole life and never really have a full picture of a single mitzvah. But we have a mitzvah, v'shinantam levanecha, that it has to be fluent in our mouth. So what does it mean, v'shinantam levanecha? So probably, says the Smag, what it means is, at least the basic kitzer should be fluent in our mouths. That we should at least know the basic idea of everything. He says, you know, if someone were to try to go through all of Shas and learn through the maskana lahalacha al-pipiske harambam, it will be very, very hard, extremely difficult. But if we could somehow be mekatzer, if we could take every daf and shas and just say, okay, here's the main point from this daf. Here's what we need to know. That's what Chafetz Chaim writes. That's v'shinantam levanechem, v'chudadim b'ficha. That much we can do, that much we could accomplish. Rabbi Shai Shechter told me recently that someone called him up and said to him, I see you caught the Leibowitz disease. He said, what are you talking about? He said, being mekatzer, these, you know, halachashirim, just 20 minutes where you present a whole inyan with such clarity that people could feel like they know the whole inyan without any amelus. Terrible thing, you're destroying amelus hatayr. So he called me up and said, what do you think about that? What was the riff? What was the rush? That's the derech. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to overcomplicate things. We're supposed to learn through something so that we can simplify them, so that we can understand them in a clear way. Clarity is everything. That should be our goal in Talmud Torah. Adrabah. And the Chafetz Chaim recognizes that not everyone is going to be able to go through all of the sugyas and work it out on their own to come out with that clarity. So he says, so I'm going to present you that clarity meikara. And halavai, halavai, someone should see that clarity and say, you know what, I want to see how he got there. And work through it backwards, halavai. So he says, I called the sefer Likutei Halachos, because kishmo kein hu. What's a likut? He's just collected. He said, I collected from the Rambam, from all over the place. And there are different parts to the sefer. He already explains in the Sharblat. The Likutei Halachos is basically, he has the Gemara in the middle of the page, and then the Likutei Halachos is a basic, just Rashi. It's mostly what Rashi says on those Gemaras and on other Gemaras, just to get the simple pshat. And then he has a section on the bottom called Zevach Toda, where he explains the halachos based on the Piskei Rambam, like he told us he would. And then he has another part called Torah Hakodshim. What's Torah Hakodshim? At the end of each daf. Main point, bottom line, what do we get out of this? Each daf, a line or two. What do we get out of this? What do we... 5 minutes, summarize the daf. What do we have? That's the Torah Hakodshim. I mentioned in the second Akdama, he just says a melit, you know, a hamlatza rather, about why he's allowed to publish such a sefer. And then in the psicha, he again emphasizes that it's really hard to know all of Shas. So he says, an eitza katana ishayir lios bakyal kolpanim biikari halachos mina Shas. He should at least know the basic halachos that emerge from Shas. So how did people do that? How did people always traditionally do that? So he said he found in Maisa Rav, B'Shem the Gra, that the Seder Alim would used to be Rif with Rashi. Ever wonder why Rashi is printed on the side of the Rif? We already have Rashi in the Gemara. Because it used to be that the Balabatim wouldn't learn Gemara. Who would learn Gemara? Who had time to work through all the sugyas? They would learn the Rif. They would learn the Tamtzis Halachas, the Rif with Rashi. He says he saw old manuscript, old Svarim like this. It was just in the times of the Beis Yosef, people started going back to the Gemaras again, he writes. And especially, he says, when a person gets older and it's harder to analyze and it's harder to, your brain isn't working as sharply, to maintain a sense of Yediyas HaTorah, you need that kind of Rif, Rashi Sefer. He says, people used to not even learn with the Ran, to learn with the Ran and the Nimukei Yosef, with all that it would have been too much. So a simple Rif Rashi. And he writes in the Psicha, V'natik po'ezim ha'marim, he says, let me tell you a couple of vartlach that should give you a little geshmak, a little bit of a sense of the sweetness of Torah. The Pasuk says in Mishle, Yikari hi mipninim v'kol chafetzecha l'yishvu ba, that it's more precious than pearls, nothing else is equal to it. He says, what an embarrassment to Torah, to compare it to pearls. Everyone knows, even a rich person knows, pearls aren't the meaning of life. How can you compare Torah? Compare Torah to love, to, I don't know, to courage, to something that, you know, something empowering, something warm, something. Pearls? Why would you compare Torah to pearls? Says the Chafetz Chaim beautiful. He says, we know that a pearl is evaluated based on its weight, based on its size. So let's say you're a gem, a diamond. So let's say, Bez Hashem, one day you get engaged. Let's say you decide to go to the diamond store. So you ask him, how much is the Lamashal 1.5 carat diamond? And they tell you, oh, that diamond is, I have no idea what diamonds cost nowadays. They say, that diamond is $5,000. So you say, oh, so the 3 carat diamond must be $10,000. I'll take the 3 carat for $10,000. You know what? I'll spring for the 6 carat diamond for $20,000. They'll look at you like you're from outer space. Because if a 1.5 carat diamond is $5,000, a 3 carat diamond is not $10,000, it's $30,000. The minimal size advantage that one has over the other makes a huge difference in price. He says that's the derech of Torah learning. Person learns some Torah, it's a lot, it's valuable, it's wonderful. A little bit more Torah, it's exponential. The difference is exponential, says the Chafetz Chaim. And he says, if that's true, he says, that's what it means. The Chazal say that the Shaftim Re'isim bein Tzaddik l'Rasha bein Ovid Elukim l'Asher lo avado. The difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and the difference between one who's oved Hashem and one who's not oved. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference between those two comparisons? Hainu tzaddik, hainu oved elukim, hainu rasha, hainu lo avado. Isn't a tzaddik the same thing as an oved elukim? Isn't a rasha the same thing as lo avado? The Gemara answers, Eino doma, someone who learns 100 times to someone who learns 101 times. That's lo avado. The person who learns only 100 times in comparison to the one who learned 101 times is like lo avado. It's like he has no value in comparison to the one who learned 101 times because the growth is exponential. So the Chafetz Chaim says, make a simple cheshbon.
if learning that same piece of Torah one extra time will give you exponentially more value than somebody else. Imagine learning more parts of Torah that other people don't learn. How much more value that has. Plus, he says, second part about Torah. Ksiv bi Yeshaya, vayomer li avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cha espa er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am glorified through you, my Eved. So we see that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshabeach Atzmo, it's when his nation does good things. Tefillin D'Mari Alma, the Gemara Baruch Hu says, Maksiv Bem. What does it say in the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest pride and joy is when we do things properly. Just like a father wants his child to succeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each of us to succeed. He's hoping for it and waiting for it. And the third part. It says in Tanna Dabei Eliyahu, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishi Bebeis HaMedrash HaGadosh Shelo Birushalayim V'kol Tzadikei Olam Yoshvin Lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in his Beis Medrash HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and all the Tzadikim are going to be sitting in front of him. And everyone's going to have Ma'or Panim Kefi HaTorah SheYesh Bo. Everyone's face is going to shine the amount that corresponds to the Torah that he learned. And therefore, Chazal say, HaMashchir Atzmal Divrei Torah Balam Hazeh, if one blackens himself with Divrei Torah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavig Ziva L'Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him shine in the world to come. And it's going to be Kitos Kitos. We're going to be sitting in groups. The group that shines brightly like the sun, the group that only shines like the moon. The group that shines a little more, a little less. The group that shines like the sun at midday, like the sun in the morning, like the sun as it's setting. And it's all based on how much Torah we learned. But it's not only based on how much Torah we learned. It says, you know, certain groups have certain potential, other groups have other potential. The most embarrassing thing is not when you see that there's a Rav Moshe Feinstein who became a Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe could become Rav Moshe. I think even if I was such a tremendous masmid, I don't think I would ever become Rav Moshe. I don't think it's shy. But you know, so it's not embarrassing that I'm not Rav Moshe. You know what's embarrassing though? When you see people of the same ability level, people who you sat next to in yeshiva and learned b'chavrusa with, and through their amelus and yegiyah in Torah, they managed to become great. It's humiliating. That's what's going to be loss of love. I'm going to be sitting there and I'm going to be sitting next to the same guy in yeshiva, but my face is only shining like the sun 1 hour into the day and his face is shining like the sun at midday. Chavetz Chaim says that's what's embarrassing. He says that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra tells us that the Chachamim, the Zakenim in the days of Yoshua said that Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua kipnei Alvana, Oy lanu me'el sabusha, Oy lanu me'el sechlima. Moshe Rabbeinu's face is like the face of the sun, Yoshua like the face of the moon. How embarrassing, how embarrassing. What's the difference between busha and chlima? Chavetz Chaim says, busha is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not so embarrassing. It's a little bit. That there's someone of such a madrega, but it wasn't shaykh to the Zakenim anyway to be on that madrega. But chlima, Yeshua's kipnei alavana. Yeshua reflected the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. He learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was an eved ne'eman to his Rebbe. And he got so much from him because of that, because of his dedication. Ailanu la'osa chlima. How terribly humiliating it is for us, because we could have been Yeshua. We couldn't have been Moshe, but we could have been Yoshua. The tried and true way to get rid of the Yetzer Hara is through Torah. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi La Torah Tavlin. Chavetz Chaim writes in the last footnote in the Psicha, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. The Yetzer Hara is Choshech. You could do all that, you could polish everything in your house, clean everything, sweep the floors, mop the floors. If there is no light, it will not help. The only way to get rid of darkness is by bringing in light. The only way a person can get rid of his Yetzer Hara, could defeat his Yetzer Hara, is by bringing the light of Torah. And we should focus on
our Hasmada in Torah, our Amelus in Torah, and the Chavetz Chaim emphasizes throughout this Hakdama our broadness in Torah. To have a sense of everything that Torah has to offer. So we're not going to learn Seder Kachim all the Gemaras. At least learn the Mishnayos. We should see Shas Mishnayos. We should have some familiarity. I was learning Yevamos with my children Friday night, and it was just, what are they going to remember from Yevamos? My guess is nothing. But I asked them, what's a Tzaras Chalutza? And they know what a Tzaras Chalutza is, because that's part of the language. It's just the language you got to speak in order to learn the Mishnayos. Are they going to remember any of the halachas? No, I don't even remember. I'm not going to remember anything. But just to speak the language, just to know the language of Torah is critical in all areas. What's the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim? Simple things. The language of the halacha. It's Kedai. Kedai to learn through the Mishnayos. Kedai to learn through the Gemaras also. But Hashem, one day we'll have Urchazal Namoed.